The Gospel of today's Mass, which is the Mass of St. John Gualbert, Abbot, certainly speaks of things about which he was most assiduous. St. John Gualbert, who was born in the north of Italy, when he was a young man, saw that his brother Hugh was killed, and it was by somebody who was a relative or a very good friend of the family. So of course he was furious and very sad at the death of his brother. So it was the custom then, not necessarily the church, but the society, that one had to avenge someone who had offended you, and especially in such a horrible way. So it was a Good Friday, and St. John was riding on his horse towards church for the services of the Passion on Good Friday, and all of a sudden he sees approaching him the murderer of his brother. And so he stopped and he got off his horse and was about to kill him when all of a sudden the murderer held out his arms in the sign of a cross and said, "Would you not forgive me as Christ has forgiven us all our sins?" And at that moment, a special grace fell upon him and he could feel the power of Christ. And so he put his sword back in its sheath and forgave the murderer of his brother. Of course, the Gospel of today speaks about forgiveness. And this day is dedicated to the Blessed Mother, Saturday. And she too, along with her son, Jesus Christ, has to forgive all the many sins that are committed against him and against her. Any sin that is committed against any member of the church is a sin committed against Jesus and Mary as well. But there are many other sins. And we see, of course, today, and during the summer especially, but unfortunately here is 10 months out of the year, it's summer, but many, many sins are committed, especially in the beach, against purity and against chastity and against modesty. And people doing and not doing things that are horrible. And so today we need to make reparation for all the many, many offenses that are being committed as we speak today here in our own town, in our own city. And instead of praising God for the beauty of nature that is given to us, all kinds of evils take place which have nothing to do with God, nothing to do with thanksgiving, but they are following totally in the footsteps of Satan, who once was Lucifer. So we pray today to St. John Gualbert, first of all, to allow us to forgive those who have wronged us, and there are oh so many, but at the same time, that we may not commit any sins against Jesus and Mary and his holy church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.